Hello, Audrey.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. Fabulous to meet you. So, one of my first questions is, I mean, let's just start from the beginning. Where did you grow up and when did you first start playing rugby?
Ek het in Swellendam groot geword en ek was altyd die klein laaitjie wat by die rugby games van my broers die water opgedra het, so ek het 'n liefde vir dit gehad voor ek nog op skool was in graad 1 toe begin ons met die ding.
Okay, ja. So you grew tall quite soon afterwards.
Ja.
Okay. So you must always have dreamt of playing provincial rugby. And maybe Springbok one day. We're keeping holding thumbs here. So what has it taken to get you up to this point?
It's maar net aanhou. Ek het baie keer het ek al amper opgegee. Ek het 'n lang pad gestap om hier uit te kom.
Okay.
Was verskillende plekke, maar die eindpunt is maar net jy moet aanhou om te werk in jou droom en dan sal dit waar word.
Fabulous. So you just keep on chasing that dream. Don't give up.
Ek glo aanhou vat jou soms verder as wat talent jou kan vat.
Okay. I'll definitely put that somewhere in my mind. You know, if you're a bit short on talent, just keep on trying, So they tell me that you are a scrummy.
Yeah.
What
slot,
are you?
Slot.
That's a flank. Hey?
Lock.
A lock. So besides intimidating people because you're so tall, what is your actual job on the field?
Dis maar lyn staan, hard werk in die skram en verder is dit net om momentum te stop. Ja, ander span se momentum te stop en ook momentum te gee vir jou eie span.
So when you say you've got to stop them, physically stop them.
Yes.
You're not saying, excuse me.
No.
Okay. So what is your most memorable moment of your rugby career? You know, one of those moments that you replay in your head.
Toe ek op leen gekom het van die Griekos af hiernatoe en die geleentheid gekry het om my eerste game vir hulle te speel in Durban. Net toe ek uitdraf op die veld en toe dink ek vir myself, dit is nou sulke tyd.
You've arrived. Yeah. And huge crowds and everything.
Daai tyd was daar nog nie crowds te belaat, dit was COVID nog, so niemand wou gekyk het.
Okay, so you started during COVID, so you like a quiet entrance.
Yeah.
But now you're going to start getting used to all the crowds.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. So tell me, I mean, you told me that you just keep on trying. So, but what other advice do you have for like a young guy who wants to start out now?
Ach, moet net nooit moed opgee nie. Hou aan met werk, soos ek net al gesê het, jy moet aanhou werk, moenie moed opgee nie. Moenie worry wat ander mense van jou dink nie, want as jy ander mense se lewe nie, as jou eie lewe is, hou net aan.
You are very wise for a young man of your age. I'm really impressed.
Ek is van kleins af geleer om my eie battles te fight.
That's it. Okay, fabulous. So, what is the toughest thing about playing rugby at this level, at provincial level?
Daar is vir my iets tough in die game. Dis harde rugby, maar vir my die toughste ding in die game is hoe man jy jou familie kan sien, want jy is elke naweek is jy besig. Is nie dat jy goue naweek af het soos 'n gewone mens om by jou mense te gaan kuier. So dit is my die moeilikste.
Ja, it's like 7 days a week, net. Ja. Maybe you have Sundays off, hey.
Ja, so nou af. Dis 'n bietjie te min om bou vir beste te ry.
Yes. So, but on the other hand, so what is the thing that you enjoy most about rugby?
Yes, vriendskappe wat jy bou met die spelers, dit is my wonderlike ding. Ek hou vreeslik al baie van het om met verskillende persoonlikhede oor die weg te kan kom.
And how do you cope with change?
Is 'n moeilike ding soms. Ek probeer myself leer om dit makliker te hanteer, maar soms is dit 'n moeilike ding want ek is bang vir failure en met change kom maar soms failure ek dink almal is maar bang vir failure so.
Okay.
Ek leer myself al hoe meer om met dit te deel en ek kry dit al hoe beter reg.
Fabulous. Ja, blame dit te weer. And finally, what has rugby taught you about life?
Dis baie goed.
Nee? Ja.
Waar begin 'n mens? Weer kom ek terug na die punt toe van aanhou.
Ja.
Jy gaan baie keer in rugby gaan jy fail. Jy gaan net nie maak nie. Jy gaan nie favorite wees nie, maar net om moed te hou. Hou net moed en gaan aan. iewers te gaan na deurbraak kom. So as jy nie, jy gaan nie altyd op die eerste attempt gaan jy deurkom na iets te noem, maar die tweede een sal dalk werk. So hou maar net aan klop aan die deur.
I'm going to take that advice. Thank you very much. All the best for your future career. I know that it's going to go well because I can see it in your eyes. Because I'm a pillar of wisdom, you see. And the eyes are the windows to your soul, young man. So I will be keeping an eye on you.
Baie dankie. Okay. Ek waardeer.
So thank you for watching Play On, Life Lessons from the Field. Made just for you by Bright Rock. So scenes from me and my fabs. Keep loving change and keep loving rugby. Bye.